You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
After all the tariffs that Americans are against, and Republicans still hold an 8-point lead on the economy? Are you kidding me?
This is new CNN polling.
Yes.
How is that, when we look for trends, how is that trending with other data that you're pulling in?
Yeah, if it was just this one CNN poll, that would be one thing. But take a look at Reuters Ipsos. What do we see here? Party with a better economic plan. Well, in May of 2024, just before Donald Trump was reelected president, Republicans had a 9-point advantage. Look at where we are now in May of 2025. The advantage actually went up by 3 points.
Well, that was CNN openly admitting that Trump is crushing expectations and the Democrats are getting utterly decimated in their own polling. I mean, let that hit you. Things are so bad that even CNN is openly admitting that support for the Democrats is imploding to record lows. Now, this, of course, is because of the astonishing success of President Trump as he effectively implements America First policies, cuts bureaucratic red tape and overregulation, and is driving innovations like never before. Now, as you know, one of the biggest concerns that voters had in 2024 was the economy. They wanted to see massive job growth and financial flourishing, and they're most certainly getting it. Trump's America First economy is indeed surging. And at the heart of this economic transformation is the ever-expanding AI revolution. Reports are coming out showing that AI is not about wiping out jobs. It's about changing them. That's key. Major companies across industries, they're integrating AI into their workflows, not to fire workers, but to make them more productive, more efficient, and frankly, more valuable. Mark Benioff, CEO of Salesforce, highlighted how AI agents, which are essentially super smart digital assistants, they're boosting the productivity of his software engineers. These coders can now churn out better work faster, precisely because AI is more effectively handling the repetitive grunt work. Now, that's not job loss. That's job enhancement. That's job acceleration. And it's happening literally everywhere, from tech hubs in Silicon Valley to manufacturing plants in the heartland. AI is likely already in your workplace, whether you realize it or not. If you're in manufacturing, AI is optimizing supply chains and catching defects on assembly lines. If you're in healthcare, it's helping doctors analyze scans and catch issues faster. If you're in retail, it's predicting inventory needs so you're not stuck with empty shelves. Even farmers are using AI to monitor crops and maximize yields. The biggest risk is not AI itself. The biggest risk is resisting it. If you dig in your heels and say, no, I'm not learning this new tech nonsense, I'm sorry, you're the one who's going to get left in the dust. I mean, think about it. When the Industrial Revolution hit, the folks who learned to work with machines thrived. The ones who clung to the old ways, sorry, they struggled. Same deal today. AI is a tool, not a replacement. Companies aren't looking to fire their workers. They're looking to integrate AI to stay competitive. So if you're the employee who says, I can do my job better with AI, you're the one getting the raise, you're the one getting the promotion, you're the one getting the corner office. Now, let's talk about why this matters, particularly for conservatives. We're the folks who champion personal responsibility, hard work, and adapting to challenges. That is exactly what this moment calls for. The left, they want to scare you into thinking AI is some job-killing boogeyman so they can push for more government handouts, regulations, and dependencies. But we know better. We know that real Americans don't sit around waiting for a check. They roll up their sleeves and they seize the opportunities before them. AI is one of those opportunities. Look at the numbers. A report from McKinsey estimated that AI could add trillions to the global economy by just 2030, literally just a few years from now. And a big chunk of that is coming from American innovation. Companies like Salesforce, Microsoft, and even smaller firms are using AI to streamline operations, cut costs, and deliver better results. That means more profits, more growth, and here's the part I love, more growth means more jobs, not less, more. When businesses grow, they hire. When they're more efficient, they expand. Now, of course, it's true that some jobs are going to change. And if you're doing repetitive or more simple tasks like data entry or basic customer service, AI might take over parts of your role. But that's not a death sentence. That's a wake-up call. Those jobs are evolving into roles that require creativity, problem solving, and at least some tech know-how. But more than that, AI isn't just about individual jobs. It's about America's future. We're in a global race for tech dominance, and the stakes could not possibly be higher. China's pouring billions into AI, trying to outpace us. If we do not embrace this technology, we're handing them the keys to the future. By embracing AI, we keep American companies competitive, we keep our economy strong, and we keep our nation leading the way. So don't buy the fear-mongering. AI is not here to steal your livelihood. It's here to make you better at what you do. This is why we need to take charge of our futures and learn how to harness the power of AI. Well, joining me today to discuss the critical topic here and what AI means for you is expert entrepreneur Alex Albaron. Alex has already helped empower countless patriots and Turley talkers to use their skills and knowledge to build wealth and make a difference in the growing world of cyberspace. And he can do the same for you as well. More on that a bit later. Alex, welcome back. Great to see you again, my friend.
You too. I'm ready to go campaign for Turley 2032. I'm ready.
Oh, no. You and me both, man. I could see that. The Turley Albaron. Or probably you and your Albaron Turley. I'll back you up. You can take the shots better than I can. You've got some of that. You've got some of that martial arts expertise in your background. So, you know, Alex, we've known each other for a while. You've been on the front lines of this rising digital age for some time, and you're seeing firsthand how AI is reshaping industries. Can you break down for us what's really happening with AI in the American job market right now?
Sure. So I think with AI, you're going to have people, like you mentioned, lower level employees, things that will be entirely replaced. But then there's going to be employees or even just entrepreneurs that know how to manage AI. They know the right tools. They know how to increase profit, lower overhead. So there's going to be people that are on one side or the other. And I think if you look at something like even the iPhone or smartphones, that was a massive technological innovation maybe 15, 20 years ago. Like, oh my gosh, I can touch the screen, you know? That was amazing. But that hasn't really progressed like 1 million X, you know, because this is a physical device. There are physical limitations to how big or how thin or how amazing a smartphone can be. Whereas with AI, every single day, it's learning from all these millions and maybe tens of millions of people using it every day, feeding it data. So it gets smarter, it gets better. every single day. So think of it like a car versus the railroad. Like this is, we're not going back, right? Even with cars, they're like my kids eventually, God willing, they won't need to learn how to drive.
Yeah.
These cars.
Hey, like daddy, Tesla. Did you actually learn how to drive these things?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're going to be in the back of a Waymo or a self-driving Tesla or something like that. So like, this is not just the future. This revolution is happening right now. So like you're saying, it's an amazing opportunity, but it's a threat for people that just don't even try to embrace it even a little bit.
It's really interesting how you focused right in on the characteristic that has come front and center in my research, and that's its infinite scalability. And this just seems to be cyberspace in general. This seems, you know, you're on the front lines of this with your online businesses. You know, when you're the old brick and mortar business is just so limited in terms of the way it can scale. Whereas cyberspace, I mean, sky is literally the limit. The cloud is literally the limit for scalability. You know, it's so many Americans are unsure. I was at the Bitcoin conference in Vegas a couple of weeks ago. I was walking the streets. I was actually doing a video, and a guy came up to me. He recognized me. He said, "Hey, I know you. You forgot my name," and I had to remind him. But we'll work on that.
You're that guy from that thing.
You're that guy. You're a YouTube doctor or whatever. And he just wanted to chat a little bit. His number one concern, Alex, was AI. He's like, "I hope you do more videos on AI, and I feel really nervous about AI sort of like taking over the job market." There was a hopelessness to what he was saying. Now, of course, I tried to assuage that, but how much do you think this fear and concern is actually holding people back right now?
Well, I think when you're doing anything new and there's a bit of uncomfortability, that's a synonym of fear, right? Because you're entering a zone, you're entering an economy and an environment that has never existed before, right? Where like you're saying, you could start a business that's $1 million business with no employees, with AI, right? Whereas I invest in real estate is a tried and true, stable, predictable, but it's unscalable. Like you can only rent out one single family house for so much. You can only raise rent so much. Like it's, but that's apples and oranges. Whereas with AI and kind of the opportunity that's out there, it is uncomfortable. It's new, but it's also exciting. So I think it just has to be a little bit of a mindset shift where every entrepreneur they're stepping into when they start a business, there's uncertainty, there's risk. You have to be a little naive to think, hey, I'm going to go brand new into this business and I'm going to figure it out. But it's optimistic at the same time. And so I think you have to shift your mindset from, again, hey, this is fearful, uncertain, uncomfortable, to opportunity, new potential avenues for growth. And so I think it's just more of a shift in that way.
That's very interesting. I never thought about that. Not only because we've talked about this, not only is the entrepreneurial life a mind shift, but now the entrepreneurial life engaging in this completely unprecedented technology, it's a double mind shift. It's a double perspective whammy, isn't it? It's so fascinating. So do you think there are, now I mentioned at the beginning that it seems like, you know, there's some nefarious forces that are exploiting that fear and that concern of the unknown, trying to convince people that AI is the boogeyman and to stay away from that. Would you agree that there's some political political opportunists who are trying to exploit those fears for their own gain? In many ways, if that's so, I mean, how is that being allowed to happen in many respects?
Right. Well, if you try to make AI a fear-mongering sort of tool, you want big government, because you're going to say, just AI is going to just lay down, just bow down to AI, and let's make the government bigger so it can take care of you. Mm-hmm. Everything in life is about incentives.
Right.
Everybody watching can understand that. And again, if somebody is trying to make you fearful of AI, but not sharing that you could learn, you can have personal responsibility, right? They're probably from the other side and just trying to make government so big. And look at what's happening in California as we speak. There's so much overregulation. We're calling it blue tape now, not red tape.
Right. I love it.
the red sign, we don't want tape. We want things to, we want innovation and things to happen, but there's a lot of blue tape. There's a lot of things slowing down growth and innovation. So they just want you to fit in this box and they want you to sit down and be a good boy, be a good girl, and the government's going to take care of everything. Right. So that would be the only, again, incentivization for somebody wanting to make AI a fear-mongering sort of thing, which of course, anybody watching this video, they look at that and it's not for them.
Right. That's right. Well, that's a good shift in terms of action items, because we're all about taking action. So for hardworking Americans out there, as many people with families, what direction should they take in this AI-driven world? Where is the hope? Where is that incentive? How can they stay competitive and make sure they're not left behind?
So I don't know if you remember this, but a few years ago, there was this whole trend of learn how to code. That was the new thing, right? It was like, oh, you worked in manufacturing or at a factory or, you know, on a farm, you could learn how to code and work for a tech company. But that, I don't know how to code. I am pretty tech savvy and I tried in high school. It is extremely difficult. It's like saying, oh, just go play on the PGA Tour. Like, you can learn how to play golf, you know? It's like, it's very, very difficult, but AI is the ultimate equalizer because you don't have to learn how to code. You don't have to learn how to do marketing. You don't have to learn how to improve customer service. Like, you don't have to do any of those things. And actually, let me whip out a surprise. I'm going to blow anybody that's watching, I'm going to blow their mind. And I want you guys, I'm going to put this on speaker. I want you to listen to this. Let me see if they're open. This is a Greek restaurant, and this is them answering the phone. Let me know what you guys think about this.
Hi, thank you for calling Yanni's Greek Grill. How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to place an order.
Sure thing. Can I grab your name for the order?
Actually, do you deliver all the way to Florida? I know you're in Las Vegas.
Oh, we don't deliver to Florida, but you can place a delivery order if you're in Las Vegas, either online or by talking to our team in store.
Can you tell me a funny joke? I'm doing a video right now.
All right, here's one for you. Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts. How's that for your video?
That's great. Thank you so much. I'll order later. Have a good one. That's AI.
Wow.
So wow. So that just again sharing. Like, that is amazing. But imagine if you could say, wow, let me start an AI business, learn the tools. Again, that doesn't require coding or like learning how to do all that, again, very techie stuff. You know how to manage AI. You talk to a business owner that says, hey, you have a Greek restaurant. Instead of paying somebody 50 grand with benefits, with risk, with them calling out sick, pay me 2 grand a month and you save 25 grand, you pay me, you know, 25 grand, you save 50 in total, and I'm going to implement an AI call system. And that AI, that can take 10 orders at once.
Wow.
That you heard like the kitchen kind of like, it sounded like a kitchen in the background.
Yeah.
You can ask it, what's the weather? And like, it's so intelligent and it's so effective. And it's every call, that's why it records the calls. It gets better and it trains itself on how to get better and better and upsell. Hey, so how about you get a large fry with that? And it's AI. Right. So that is an opportunity for people to say, how do I start a business? If I was starting when I was 18 years old, I started my business, I would have started an AI automation business selling services to companies saying, hey, let me save you overhead by cutting unnecessary expenses with amazing AI tools for marketing, customer service, order taking. These tasks are being automated as we speak. So that's what I would do.
And that's incredible. I love how you said it. And instead of being the person making the 50,000 and getting the benefits and so forth, be the person who actually owns the company and sells it to that restaurant, the AI company. And in other words, it's not about losing jobs. It's about transferring and reorganizing and recalibrating and
pivoting.
That's what I love about the optimism here, Alex. It's so very practically now. For someone watching who's thinking, okay, I do want to embrace AI. I got it. You convinced me. Where do I start? How does this actually work? What steps can they take right now to really stand out in the workforce and use their skills and knowledge to succeed?
Well, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I really would recommend reaching out to me. This is the most exciting opportunity I've ever offered in almost 10 years in business. I've worked with so many clients, but again, this is just something where somebody with no experience, no tech background, again, it's not coding that's going to take you 5 years to figure out. You could install that tool that I did for that business with no skills in 10 minutes. Like it's knowing the tools, it's knowing how to market and sell to the business owners, but it's unlike anything I've ever seen. I'm sure they'll put a link somewhere, but again, that is something I would really recommend for people because yes, you can learn on your own. And even if you love your job, you can use AI to get better, but you can also take control. You can also focus on how can I leverage AI, pivot, and maybe open up opportunities that I never thought were possible for me and my family.
So that AI that you just called, that you were involved behind that?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I helped install that into their business. And essentially,
that's incredible.
They can take 5-10 orders at once. And even when they're not open, it answers, hey, we're not open right now, but do you want to place an order right when we, right when we open? Or can I call you back? We open at 11 a.m. Like it's next level. And you're adding value to the business owner that says, wow, I know nothing about AI, but you could save me 50 grand. I'll pay you 25, 2 grand a month, let's say a year. You're adding value. And of course, maybe you love sales. That's what you do in your 9-to-5. Maybe you learn how to use sales AI tools that are out there, which will help you with, and you install that into other businesses as well. So it is really taking a little bit of what do you like? What's your expertise right now? How do you combine that with AI and package that into something that is, again, the two most valuable skills in the next 50 years are, number one, what we're doing right now, communication, that can't be AI'd, right? That is communication, but this is communication on video or in person, like real people skills. That's not going to get AI. People need that. Right. And managing AI. Those two skills are the most valuable skills, and that's what I'm doing with clients in this program.
Oh man, dude, that is brilliant. You never cease to amaze me. You're always on top of like the latest trends and tech and so forth. It's amazing, amazing stuff. So gang, seriously, do not let fear hold you back. AI is here. It's just like Alex said, the cat's out of the bag. The genie's out of the bottle. Pick your metaphor. There's no putting it back. And it is an opportunity for those who are willing to seize it. So you can take action today by booking a call with Alex. Alex, like I said, he's absolutely amazing. And he provides very real solutions to show you how to thrive in today's economy. So don't miss out. Click the link in the description below to get started. Contact Alex. I believe you're going to have a real human person to chat. Alex is going to be the one chatting with you, right? his AI is so good, you never know.
Exactly. I'm showing Trump at Palm Beach. I'm showing him all this stuff. All the guys at Trump, they're billionaires and they're really wealthy. But even I show them all this AI stuff and they're like, this is insane. Like it is next level.
It is next level. And you're right there with it, as you always are. So gang, make sure to click on that link below. Give Alex a call and chat about how you can tap into financially flourishing with AI, because the opportunities there are amazing. And just like Alex said, you could take what you do and learn to frame it, what your talents are, and frame it around the enhancement of AI, and then use it as a side hustle to raise extra cash and enable your family and this nation to flourish. So Alex, this is awesome, man. You did blow my mind, man. You did. I am going to go to that Greek restaurant in Vegas the next time I'm there. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, that's why I want to make it a surprise. And for people watching, that's again, it's no matter what you do, embrace it. It's the future for you and your family, whatever you do. But no, Dr. Charlie, thank you so much. I always love chatting with you and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll have you back. Well, I can't wait to get my mind blown again. We'll have you back very soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.